children shouldn't take gifts from strangers. And yet the one in the manger took the most expensive of gifts from the strangest of men. There was one extra wise man. There weren't three, there were four, and stood beside the manger, a Christmas gift that stranger bore. The quest for the holy spectacles.
Here you are, Tony. Did you know the Lord had a pair of glasses?
No.
It says it here in the sun.
I didn't think they had glasses in those days.
Well, they didn't.
I didn't think so.
They didn't, but he did.
Well, I suppose if you can raise the dead, raising a pair of glasses must be fairly simple. What happened to him then?
Well, you've heard of those Romans who played dice for his garments.
Yeah. Were his glasses part of what they played for?
Yeah, but where are they now?
They're all dead.
I suppose they would be.
But what about the glasses?
It says, a kind-hearted centurion returned them to their rightful owner upon the cross, hence the joke about being able to see Peter's house in the distance.
Does this mean they ascended into heaven with him?
He left them behind in the tomb because you don't need glasses in heaven.
Did anyone fetch him out?
Yeah, his dog did and buried him straight after.
I didn't know he had a dog. Was it called Fishy?
Yes, it was.
Here you are, lads. Vegetarian breakfasts twice. Twice.
Oh, that was quick.
Cheers. They don't call me Horry for nothing. In fact, they don't call me Horry at all.
You
need any more prune juice on that asparagus?
No worries at all, Harold. Now, talking of Harold, some believe the glasses found their way into the hands and onto the head of Harold.
Harold who?
Harold who was in Hastings.
Hey, right, now, do you want a sweet as well, lads?
Well, what have you got?
Toffees or licorice?
Can I have a licorice?
Toffee, for me.
I'll get them unwrapped immediately.
Right, I think I'll ask for a dessert next time as it happens. Now, listen, let me tell you what it says. Harold wore them in the battle, the glasses. In fact, they were the cause of it. William wanted to get hold of the glasses because he believed they could make him immortal or improve his eyesight at least.
Mm. Didn't do Harold much good.
Unfortunately, he'd just taken them off to clean and when the arrow hit him, apparently, William saw Harold's death as a bad omen and threw them into the sea.
An appropriate end.
If it was the end.
Here you go, lads. One toffee and one licorice.
Harry, now listen. You're a man of some experience in this universe, in this world. What do you think happened to the holy glasses?
Holy glasses? Ah, well, I'd put my money on Glastonbury.
Why is that then?
Well, until the 13th century, it was known as Holy Glassestonbury.
It wasn't, was it?
No. I'll tell you what, though, instead of all this talking, why don't I join you? I need something new in my life. Now, this probably isn't it.
But you never know what you're going to find when you start looking.
Well said.
That was staggering, John. I'd have never have thought of something like that.
So,
wise words.
Like wise that. Words spoken.
I like to think I am a genius.
Give it to me again.
Yes. No. Oh, all right, then. But you never know what you're going to find when you start
looking.
It really worked as well the second time, did it?
What are you doing here at Paddington Station, Tony?
Rosa, I'm getting a train to Glastonbury. Well, Bristol, actually, and then a bus from there.
But it's my birthday, and you'd arranged to meet me for lunch. So, I just happened to find out that you're not coming when I just happened to meet you and the station newsagent.
I was just buying you a card, actually.
I'd rather have a carrot, actually.
Carrot, card, card, carrot. Well, this is Glastonbury, but where do we start to look?
Remember, Tony, when the pupil is ready, the teacher appears.
So where's the teacher?
How about this woman with the dog? Mm. Hello, Bab. You haven't seen the holy glasses, have you?
Is that a pop group?
Sorry, I was talking to the dog, actually.
No, you weren't.
Just a little joke.
I enjoyed it. Hello, I'm Missy's sister.
And what's his name, then? Is it Fishy?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Fishy. You haven't seen the holy glasses, have you?
Oh, he says there were a couple of cord circles in the shape of a pair of glasses a few years back.
Incredible.
Well, he says what's more incredible is that it was a field of potatoes before they appeared.
Really?
No.
What's he saying now?
Oh, it's trivial, I'm afraid. Au revoir.
A biento.
Come on, Fishy. Oh, don't do that, Fishy. Fishy!
Come back!
They've gone, John.
Well, I've had enough of this.
Harry, come back.
Call her the cafe, mate.
Ezra, Ezra.
He's gone, John.
Oh, what's up with him? Why did he just up and go like that?
He needs something a bit special in his life, and he thought he was going to find it with us. But all he's gone and done is lost a lot of trade at the caf.
It's a sacred quest, Tony. You can't expect it to be over in 5 minutes, you know. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? It's not like looking for a pair of glasses down the side of a settee.
No.
We could actually get a pair of old second-hand specs, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what we're going to do with them? We're going to do them up, we're going to take them back to Harry, tell him they're the real thing, and bring some sparkle back into his eyeballs.
Now we're cooking.
Mickey, Mickey.
Let's go.
Coming on really nice.
Yeah, I like those stained glass lenses.
Yeah, thanks, John. What are you making? Wooden side pieces?
Yeah, the French for side pieces is les branches.
Like branches?
Yeah, they are a bit, aren't they? Harry's going to be so surprised.
And we'll do them for him at cost price.
Plus labour, of course. Now, what we need to do is make him believe he can see something special.
I don't get you.
With the stained glass, everything's going to look really blurry.
Ah, and we help him along with the interpretation of that blurriness.
Absolument. Les lunettes, la la les lunettes. Da da. Here we are. It's nice to be back. Harry? Here we are. Four teeth, please.
Oh, bonjour, boys. Oh, yeah. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry I went a bit morose out there. It's just that there's a general emptiness in me inner life.
Well, we've got some good news for you.
About the general emptiness in me inner life?
Unfortunately, no.
But we have found the only glasses.
Found them.
No.
Yeah.
Where were they?
Down the back of the settee. Here they are.
Boston?
Eh?
Boston, John, it's a local idiom, you know, like fandabby-dozy, fantastic, or in this case, spectacular.
That's very interesting. Try them on anyway. Come on, try them on. Try them on.
Oh, you sure I'll be all right?
Yes.
Are they safe specs, you mean?
Oh, very good.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Looks a bit blurry.
That's because you're experiencing two places at once. You're here with me and Tony, but you're also somewhere else as well.
Hey?
Look, Harry, just look, will you? Use your eyes, look at the people looking at you for a sign that you're the Messiah. Yeah,
look, there's 5,000 of them, Harry.
Hey?
Yeah, and they all want their dinner.
No. Dora, you defrost another 5 loaves. Go and get them fish out as well.
Look, Harry, look, look. See.
It's all a bit blurry still, I'm afraid.
Don't be frightened, Harry. See.
Trust in the glass.
See.
Right, No, it's not happening.
Oh,
that'll be the phone.
Yeah, hold on, Harry. Just let me take the call, will you? Thank you very much. Ah, Mrs. Sister, hello. Any news of the Holy Glasses?
Thought these were them.
Well, I'm afraid we deceived you somewhat.
Sorry about that.
You made me bear false glasses.
Yeah, Harry, will you be quiet, mate?
What?
Mrs. Sister's on the phone. Oh. Right? Yeah. Right, Mrs. Sister says this. She wants to tell us that the dog has done a huge lake of wee and she started barking with a Scottish accent.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Well, go on. Glasses go.
Oh. Glasses go. You take the high road.
I'll take the whatever.
No, she doesn't think so. No. She thinks there's more significance in the lake of wee.
Oh.
A lock? Loch Ness?
She thinks so. You are on the button, boy. Yes. Yeah, her sister's got a guest house up there. Lovely. She's giving me the number. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Sister. Thank you. Listen, Harry, I'm sorry about the deception, but then it happens in life. Life is a deceiving medium, and we had to do it because you were depressed. Forgive us?
Absolutely.
And join the quest.
Nay, bother.
He's back. He's back.
Hey.
Doing at Euston, Tony.
Rosa?
Travelling to Glasgow to change for Inverness and then on by a hired car to the Long Lock, are you?
How do you know that?
I didn't know. I was only asking.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for a book about potato crisps.
Are you? At the station? Is this the best place to look for a crisp book?
I'm not really looking for a book. Not a crisp book. Not a rent book. Not a rent boy. A boy wonder, but... I'm wondering why you're off to Glasgow and beyond when we're supposed to be celebrating my pet carrot's birthday this evening.
Oh, fair enough. C'est la vie.
are, Mrs. McSister. I rang you earlier about 3 single rooms.
Ah, hello. Yes, are you all together?
Yes.
And what is it? Business, touring, or have you come up to get a glimpse of Nessie?
Come up to get a glimpse of Nessie.
Oh, well, my brother has our boats, if you're interested.
We're interested.
Fine. Now then, guest house bills are to be paid cash in advance, and there's to be no dominoes in the room.
That's a bit steep.
I'm sorry, but we had one guest putting them down the toilet.
Now,
unusual accent. Where's it from?
Yeah, it's Dunfermline.
Is it?
Now, what do you know about the holy glasses, Mrs. McSister?
Oh, is this something to do with the Scottish Arthur?
The Scottish Arthur. Who would that be, if you don't mind me the asking?
Arthur, King of Scots. The king's great vision was said to stem from his strange crown with see-through bits which he always wore halfway down his face. Mm-hmm. And for 60 years he ruled with dignity and control, like Bob Holness does on Blockbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Before he died, he cast his crown into the waters of Loch Ness.
And the lady caught them on her head and turned into a monster.
Ah, no! That was put round centuries ago by the tourist board. Mm. People were suckers for such metamorphosis stories in those days.
Canny Scots.
So, how much does your brother charge to go in the boat?
50 quid a day.
That's very reasonable.
Not bad.
Each?
So why do you think Harry's gone home again?
He thinks it's ridiculous.
What, the story about Arthur and the monster?
No, not being able to play dominoes in the room. Right, I think we need something a bit more active in our search here. Right, I'm going to do some invocation.
Easy, Tiger.
OK. Nessie! Nessie, can we see you? Please say yes-y. Anything?
Nothing.
All right, just give it another go. I've got something else.
Careful.
Our monster, which are in Ness, are you shaped like the letter S? Come forth from the lock. Give us a shock. Okay, yes, come on.
Ooh, hold on, the waters are parting.
Yeah.
The waver of the tide over there by that cave. Goodness gracious. Look, John, it's worked. She's here. Where are the glasses?
Where's your glasses?
Oh, I'm sorry, but it was too difficult to keep them on for all those years and all those debts. I've gone for contact lenses.
What about the glasses?
I ate them.
Why?
I was bored.
Oh. Did they come out of the other end?
I've been constipated for 2,000 years.
You'll have to operate.
No, too messy.
Yeah, Nessie's right.
So we failed.
No, not failed. Think of what we've achieved. Who ever in the history of ever have ever seen Nessie?
We've achieved failure. It's no good trying to be funny, mate.
Failure's the achievement, isn't it? Something. We've seen Nessie. No one has ever seen the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, but that's not what we came for. You know, we came for the glasses.
It's what you find,
that
obviously.
Was just a way to something else. Just not enough.
Well, what more do you want?
Some crisps.
Oh, here's some.
There you go.
I retrieved them from some panicking picnickers.
What flavour are they?
Glasses flavour.
Mm-hmm. Glasses don't have any flavour.
And nor have these crisps.
Failure. They sought the holy glasses. It was their sacred quest. But just at the moment, it seems they're giving it a bit of a rest.
No luck with the search, then, boys.
Process, not product, Harry. Two teas when you're ready, and one for your sin.
Oh, I'm all right, thanks very much. Is that 2 teas for yourself?
No, it's 1 tea for me, 1 tea for the dog.
What dog?
Herman here. Oh, Ruth!
That was you barking.
Oh, all right, I'll have his as well, then.
What about you, Tony?
No, I'll have my own, thanks.
Just the one, is it?
No, give me a couple, will you?
4 teas, then. Right, anything else?
Desserts. Hold on a minute.
Got any crumble?
Oh, a very nice paddle over.
Crumble something.
Harry, it's for you. It's Mrs. Sister.
What does she want me for? Thought she talked a load of drivel. Hello, Mrs. Sister. No, I was talking about your dog. How is Fishy, by the way? Oh,
Fishy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Fishy?
No? Really?
Oh, dear.
OK, I'll go and have a look right now. Thanks for the call. Bye.
Mysterious.
He's on a winner. Now, how long has Rosa been dressing up as a woman?
Ever since I've known her. She's been dressing up as a carrot for about a month.
Oh, that's what I meant. How long has she been dressing up as a carrot?
Sorry? About a month.
I reckon she just wants to be noticed.
No, she doesn't. She just wants to dress up as a carrot, John. I do notice her anyway.
Do you tell her you notice her?
It's implied by the act of conversation.
Do you tell her you love her?
Well,
it's not a bad idea to tell somebody you love them. If you do love her, I don't know, you know, if you do love her.
It's hard.
I didn't tell my dad I loved him until right near the end.
Yeah, boys, boys.
Harris. Any crumbles?
Listen, boys, I've just been down the cellar like Mrs. Sister said.
Yeah.
Now then.
Now, what's the matter, Harry?
Matter? Oh, well, actually, I do have this sense of unfulfillment.
You love your calf, you've got something in your life.
Yeah, I love the calf, yeah. But outside the calf, my life is nothing. I am no one. Here, I'm the gaffer of my calf. Outside, I am the void. I am of no consequence.
Never mind. There's other people a lot worse off than you, mate.
You could keep the calf open longer.
Here we are. He's helping you out. It's not a bad idea.
Oh, yeah, but it's not a solution.
What do you find in the cellar, Harry? Not a crumble?
No, you're right. I didn't even know I had a cellar. Look, keep an eye on things up here for me, will you? Yeah. I'm going down again.
All right.
Crumble?
Try and remember the dessert, Harry. For goodness sake. What's the matter with that geezer?
Cellar fixation.
Huh? The cellar of your emotions, Tony. It's all down there. You don't get it out in the open. You need to say, you know, if you love somebody, say you love them. Let them know. I didn't tell my dog. Right. You remember my dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it died. Mm. I said I loved it when it was dead and buried.
Too late then.
Yeah, it is too late. I think it's too late now. And I'll tell you something else. I don't think people dress up as carrots just for the sake of it.
They do if it's a fancy dress party, John.
If this isn't a fancy dress party, Tony, this is life. It's very stupid keeping love a secret.
Love is best kept a secret.
From
John.
The person who...
Look, John, let love out into the open and it vanishes.
You mean vanishes?
Yes, that's what I mean. Love is like an ancient parchment. Should never be exposed to ordinary atmosphere.
Why don't you tell her you love her, Tony? Why not? Why don't you tell her you love her?
Oh, I don't tell her I love her because I don't.
Oh, you swine, Tony.
Oh, God. Rosa, what are you doing here?
I just hopped in for a takeaway tea and I got a little something extra, didn't I?
How long have you been standing there?
Too long, Tony.
Did you see her, John?
I saw somebody dressed as a carrot, but I didn't know who it was.
So, who do you love, Tony? Yourself, I suppose. Or is that best kept a secret as well?
You've been standing around a while, then.
Yes.
Right, lads. Another customer. Hello, love. Oh, that shade of orange really suits you. What do you have?
I'll have this lighter bludgeoned, if you don't mind. How could you, Tony? Why can't you say these things to my face? Tell me that you really love me. You're a blighter. Goodbye.
You've made her say blighter.
That's a no to the special, then, is it?
I do love her.
I thought it was supposed to be a secret.
It's all right. I'm not going to tell her.
Aren't you?
It's too late, isn't it?
It's late. Too late, I don't know.
Here's your teas anyway, lads.
So, no crumble down there?
No desserts at all, just a desert.
A desert?
A desert?
Yes, sand dunes, sandstorms, surf of the sand, basically.
You don't sound very surprised.
Deserts aren't very surprising.
They are when you're in your cellar.
I didn't know I had a cellar.
What's your meaning here, Harris?
I mean the cellar was the big surprise. The sand I don't understand, but I'm not going to shout about it.
What are you saying, Harry? You didn't know you had a cellar, or you actually hadn't got a cellar and one's appeared?
More like the latter.
So what is it, Harry? A cellar with a sunny desert or dark?
Dark. But when I put on the electric light, it was suddenly sun, and stone steps led down towards a sandy expanse. On descending, I found an ancient parchment rolled up at the bottom. I brought it up the foot-worn steps, turned off the light, and walking back into the kitchen, discovered the parchment had disintegrated in the atmosphere. I then turned about to discover the inexplicable door had also disappeared behind me.
No. So the cellar's gone and it's parchment-proof as well?
Although I read it before ascending the steps. It said, "To you, the keeper of this feeding place, go with two companions. Follow the guiding star to the birthplace of the king. Identify yourselves to those you find there. Give any appropriate warnings, advice and reassurance available to you through knowledge of their destiny."
Warnings, reassurance, knowledge, there?
Yeah.
Did it specify who the companions were?
As it happens, it did. There was a footnote which said, "The companions will be two geezers who order two teas each at a time."
Well, that's us, there's no doubt about that.
That's you?
Yeah, that's us. It's the journey of a lifetime, Harry. We're in.
Hold on, John. The door's gone, hasn't it? Now, Harry, did the parchment say anything about refinding the door?
It said, "You who eat the right food will get your just dessert."
Crumble?
No.
No.
Rosa, where's your costume gone?
Rosa, I need to tell you something.
Later, Tony. The costume's gone, John. It's time for the real thing now. Take these carrots, all of you, and eat.
Sorry, love. You can't bring your own food into the cafe, I'm afraid.
Easy, Harry,
but you
easy.
Are prepared to make an exception under exceptional circumstances. These will help you three with your seeing, possibly.
They'll help us see in the dark, you mean?
No, but they could help you see the door to Harry's non-existent cellar, and subsequently they'll help you see the light.
You see, I understand.
Fair enough.
Just tuck in, mate.
Are these organic?
They've not been genetically modified, have they?
They go down to the cellar, and there the light is on. The light proceeds from a great bright star, and this is Elton John.
Elton, why won't you talk to us?
He doesn't have to talk to us or take to us, John. He's a star. We are merely his followers.
Yeah, but it wouldn't do him much harm having a little word. It's a shame he can't give us a few bars of Rocket Man, though, ain't it? Hey, how long do you reckon we got to follow him for?
Until we reach the birthplace.
It's a bit bumpy, isn't it?
That's because we're riding camels, John.
So how come Elton gets the Jeep?
He's a star.
And we are...
riding camels.
Without any gifts.
Don't start on about the gifts, Harry.
Not the gifts again, Harry, please.
Leave the gifts out, Harry, will you?
We just leave out the gifts, if you don't mind, Harry.
Look, if we really are the Magi, we need to have the gifts.
You're not leaving them out, are you, Harry?
Hold on, John. Let's address this and get it out of the way.
All right.
Why we are here, as I see it, is to explain to the parent and guardian of this child the facts of their situation available to us, because we are from their future. Right. Wise men we are only insofar as we have ulterior knowledge. Knowledge rather than wisdom. And you would be wise to shut up about the gifts, Harry, because it's getting on my nerves.
Hold on, Tony, easy, please don't.
I'm not flipping, John, I'm just explaining. Christmas is not primarily about the presents, the property. It's about the giving of the truly precious, the gift of love, the gift of giving. That's what it's about.
Right. Give over.
Hey, look! Look! A gift shop! Come on! Come on!
Let's go over there. Come on.
Hello, madam.
Hello.
We were looking for some Christmas gifts.
Oh, and who would you be buying for?
Little babby boy. Have you got any gold?
Oh, no, love.
Frankincense?
No demand. Just out of it, actually.
All right, forget the gifts.
Nice camels. What are they called?
Well, my one is called... This one here is called... And this one there is called Topop.
OK, Elton. Thanks for waiting for us. Let's get this caravan moving, shall we?
Here we go.
Come on.
Giddy up.
Here we go,
Whoa, whoa. I'm riding along on the hump of a camel. I had to go on a camel once when I was a kid, you know.
What, a real one?
Yeah, it was at the zoo.
What, a real one?
Don't be silly, Tony. Yeah, I wanted to go in front. You could get two of you, right? Get two of you on the seat, and I was on first, but this other parent plonked their kid in front of me, and I looked down at my mum and dad pleadingly, but they weren't looking, they were just having an argument.
What, a real one?
No, I think they were just pretending so they didn't have to say anything to the other parents.
I used to smoke camel, actually.
What, real ones?
Yeah.
Why aren't we there yet? I reckon we're miles from where we should be. Elton's lost, if you ask me. My backside's really sore and all, you know. I don't know if I can manage any more of this.
Elton! Elton, can we have a go in your Jeep? Do you mind? Come on, let's catch up with him.
Come on, then.
Come on, Camel.
Come on, forgotten the name of mine. Come on.
Camel.
Come on,
Camel.
Go. Go. Go.
Water. Water soon.
They gallop after Elton, and soon they are abreast, and they tell the star that he's just failed the navigating test.
Elton, do you think we could, you're not Elton.
I reckon you've led us into the middle of the wrong desert.
Ah, come on, lads, calm down, no worries. Just make yourselves comfortable, let's have a good time. Life's short and merry.
We get in the Jeep?
Get in the Jeep. Enjoy yourselves. Stick your feet up there, mate. Careful. Watch out for the stuff on the back seat.
Are you really Elton?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside.
Look, will you let the man be who he wants to be? Yeah. And let us do our best to be who we are.
Crikey, Harry, you really do sound like a wise man.
Might as well act the part if we're going to stand on the stage, mightn't we?
He still hasn't got a gift, though, have you, Harry?
We're not in the wrong place. There's the stable.
Well done, Elton.
Oh, cheers, yeah. Oh, it's all right. I'm quite a good driver, you know.
Here we are. We are the wise guys. We've arrived.
And I am Joseph. Who's this with this strange facial adornment?
Hey, I'm the driver.
Rocket Man.
And those strange things on his face are his glasses.
Mary, we have visitors. These are his glasses.
I'm sorry we've got no gifts for the bab.
My gift is my song.
I was just changing the baby.
Mary, he is the unchangeable. This is what we've come to tell you.
Oh, look at the little chap.
He looks like Daniel.
But do you think he looks like his father?
You haven't told him then.
Told me what?
Joseph, the boy is blessed. He's to be a teacher of men. He will leave you once as a boy and he will leave you once as a young man. The second time he will return as the spirit. As a boy, he will leave you to learn to teach. As a teacher, he will return. And as a teacher, they will crucify him. But his lesson will not be forgotten.
And how will he be at his woodwork?
He will suffer, but he will not be afraid.
You're telling me this is his destiny?
Yes.
You want me to tell him, do you? Ooh, that's how it's going to end up. I'm Richard.
You are beautiful.
Don't talk to my wife like that.
Don't start arguing amongst yourselves. You are under a threat from somebody.
Who's?
Herod's.
Give him these glasses. They'll always remind him of home.
There are no holy glasses in the Gospels or the Psalms where they eschew the Lord doing things like chewing the ends of his glasses' arms. Amen. We're back. We're here.
Oh,
whoopie poopy.
Rosa.
Oh, quite a revelation there. An old book of them, actually.
How do we get back, though?
I called you.
But how?
I shouted.
What?
The key word.
What?
Dessert.
And we did. We deserted the desert.
Hey. And now I'm deserting you, Tony.
Oh.
I love myself. I love you. You love yourself. There's something missing in the equation.
He was going to tell you. Tell her, Tony.
I'll tell you later.
Carrot costume's been getting very hot, John. I'm fed up with waiting.
What do you mean? We're in a carrot costume.
Aren't I?
We found the older glasses, Rosa. We found them. They're a pair of Elton John's.
Wasn't the real Elton John, John?
No, someone from a lookalike agency from the look of him.
Mm, but not a soundalike agency from the sound of him.
What about the glasses, then? Were they...
Well, they were lookalike as well.
Mm. Cup of tea, Rosa? Then dessert?
Can you have a sweet instead?
Oh, I don't know. Well, what have you got?
Toffee or licorice, all sort.
Sweet.
In the quest for the holy spectacles, you heard me, John Hegley. I played John. Simon Munray, very entertaining man he is. In this, he was Tony. Terry Malloy, he was Harry. Sonny Ormond, she was Rosa. But, you know, let's not get hung up on gender. And John Corn. He's a man. He was Joseph. Other parts were played by all of us. We all chipped in. And the music, which has just stopped, was composed and played by Nigel Piper. The quest for the holy spectacles is something that was written by myself, John Hegley, and was directed by not myself, Anne Edervine.